from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live here on DFW Sports Station. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, RJ in Michigan the rest of the week, golfing away. We got Peyton Russell running things. We are live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube as we try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. And we open up the show with yet another Dallas Cowboys late signing. They add someone that Mike Zimmer knows pretty well, the big man, Linval Joseph, up front as another defensive tackle.
Yeah, they are signing just about everybody but their own, which has long been their position was, we sign our own. We take your road. That's what we do. Not so much now. This is the 10th player that they've added in the month of August.
What did you see? You set the over-under with Broadus and Nick Harris at 2.5 towards outside players that would be added from this point to the start of the regular season?
Yeah, to who that will be on the roster. So there's one. Now we just need a running back that'll get added, I'm sure, and then grabbing somebody else off waivers. So you have added basically the interior defensive line for the Buffalo Bills last year, because you went and traded for Jordan Phillips, and now you've added Linval Joseph, who was with the Bills last year, was not with the Bills for the entire season. He picked up about midway through, but had played 7 games for the Bills last year and was in there in that defensive interior when the Cowboys played him last year. And so this is somebody that Mike Zimmer's got a lot of experience with, having spent 5 or 6 seasons in Minnesota with Mike Zimmer. And as soon as Zimmer was gone, I think it was right after he left was when they finally purged him out. So this is somebody that Zimmer's been a fan of and believes in and is not going to give you anything other than just eat space. Like, he is there to plug up blockers and to get in the way and keep things clean for linebackers so that they can just run free. But this is not somebody you're going to notice making splash plays. This is somebody that's here to just eat up space.
Did you watch tape of him?
I watched a little bit of him last night. Yeah.
Was it bad?
It's not bad. It's just, it's not, there's nothing dynamic about him. There's nothing really versatile about him. He's not the same player that he once was, but I mean, he's still a big, strong guy who can sit there and fill up the A gap or the B gap or take on guards and centers. He can take on 2 blockers at times and just be a presence that, you know, takes up 2 different hats and makes it free so that you can get DeMarvian Overshown or Marius Leifau or Eric Hendricks, one of these guys, to be able to run free without worrying about a blocker coming up on him. So that aspect of it that they haven't had consistently, a guy who's just strong, powerful, big, think like a lesser version of Hankins. That's the type of player that he is, and that's what he'll do.
35 years old, 14th NFL season. For what it's worth, his PFF grade last year was a 38.8, which is not good at all. I like that, I like that they're adding. I just don't know that I like or love what they're adding, because you are you're shopping at the discount store a lot.
Yeah, and you're doing so really late in the game. Like, where was this move in May or April or March? Like, why were you not making these moves or finding these types of players then?
Well, maybe they wanted to see if bigger names would be available to be cut.
That's possible.
See how training camp goes, assess your team after that.
It's possible, but I think there are guys who the decision to make to add Linval Joseph, like, who do you feel like you're costing yourself? And how much do you feel you're costing yourself financially that you can't just get a look at him throughout the entire offseason program? So I don't know why it was such a slow play. This is clearly a Mike Zimmer ad. This is not anything. The Cowboys have been incredibly hesitant on Joseph for years now, the Cowboys personnel department, because they just, they're not typically a team that has felt like they need to value one techniques very strongly.
Which we've been critical. I've been critical of, because this team has not been able to stop the run.
Yeah, they're not. They're not a team that generally their philosophy says we got to have one techniques that are big space eaters and they don't do much else for us. They, when they have invested in a nose guard, it's typically been you're grabbing Antoine Woods off of, you know, a practice squad cut, and or you're snatching this person over here and just throwing something at the wall and seeing if it sticks. Now, no disrespect to Antoine Woods, who I think was solid given for what they had brought him in for, but Linval Joseph is a guy that I don't think they've ever felt like, oh, we need this type of player, and a guy that I think they've had some hesitancy to say they would want to spend the money necessary to bring him in here. Now at the end of his career, cheaper, and clearly somebody that Zimmer trusts, I think they're like, all right, if this is the guy you want, you know, and it'll make your defense work, go ahead.
It was the final padded practice in Oxnard yesterday, and apparently the intensity was high. Scrums, confrontations, separation had to take place from coaches and players. Jake Ferguson apparently threw a stiff arm that Donovan Wilson did not appreciate. Wilson took a swing at Ferg, and things were quickly broken up. Tyler Guyton was not involved. That's because Tyler Guyton exited practice early to be evaluated by the medical staff. According to Patrick Walker, apparently things are okay. They're making it known that he was dealing with knee soreness and that it is, quote, not a big deal.
Not a big deal, but could be held out for the preseason finale, it sounds like, and then ready to go week one against Cleveland. But, man, this is just the fact that it's troubling. We're just 2 weeks away, and you've got really the one legitimately healthy tackle that you feel like you know what they are right now. Because Terrence Steele, you know what he's been, but you don't know how he's going to bounce back this second year removed from the ACL. It's troubling that you've got just something that's even bugging him right now.
I'm changing my mind about not wanting a ton of Zeke Elliott reps in week one.
You do want a lot?
I do want a lot. I want a lot of snaps. I don't want a lot of handoffs.
They need an offensive lineman?
They need a chipper.
Yeah, there is that.
Zeke stand to the left of Dak, and how many times are we going to see that extra chip on Myles Garrett? Although there have been Cowboy game plans around here where we've come in on a Cowboys Monday and said, why didn't you help? How long are you waiting to see that Myles Garrett is having his way over on that side? Where's the extra help? Sacrifice a receiver or someone going out in the passing game. So I'm changing my mind over Zeke being out there a lot. Put him there to help out from any type of missed assignments or Myles Garrett schooling whoever's there.
Scooney over there. Put Scooney on the outside of Guyton, and then have Zeke there to chip. That works. Look, maybe Zeke, Schoonmaker, and Guyton together can slow down Myles Garrett.
Trayvon Diggs was talking trash. He finishes up camp with two interceptions. Jalen Brooks was going at it with Diggs. Back and forth. And then Jalen Brooks gets a last laugh with a nice route, spins the ball right at Diggs to let him know he is here. John Machota got video of Eric Scott trying to finish loudly. Since we've been kind of starred down on him as of late, Eric Scott with four pass breakups in one-on-one drills.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy who got a lot of praise yesterday, and when I was just watching a video that DallasCowboys.com put up of one-on-one drills near the red zone, and Israel Mukwamu was really good yesterday, it looked like. And I know Patrick Walker had mentioned him in his article, but you watch the one-on-one period, it was three straight red zone throws that Israel Mukwamu got his hands on and was able to break up. And so he's somebody who every year I'm finding myself at the end of training camp trying to find a way to keep him on the roster, because I see flashes of it out there at camp. And it's not just against, you know, third teamers. There was a time his rookie year, I think it was, where he had CeeDee Lamb, and it was back-to-back snaps where they put him on Lamb in the slot, and Lamb was running like drag routes all the way across the field, and Mukwamu stayed in his hip the entire way and batted the ball away on back-to-back throws. And so, to me, he's got a, for his size and some of the fluidity and some of the sticky nature that you see at times in practices, it's really tough to just completely forget about it just because he hasn't been given some of the same consistent opportunity. So I know we feel like this is a late round pick, a guy who hasn't done anything ultimately during NFL games yet. So it's tough to justify him, especially when you've got tight numbers on your roster. But he's somebody that every year I feel like I can't cut him. I gotta hold on to him and see if this is going to click because it's too impressive too frequently in practices.
Good morning to Troy Moore, Little Cowboys, Rodney, Nate, and Gregory, who I'm seeing up and early on the YouTube, Twitch, and fan cam. Way to hit us up on the show via the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line is 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. I was driving home yesterday trying to think of extra questions. I'm like, who have we not hit with Broadus and Nick Harris and Nick Eamon? Who have we not covered? And after the Guyton news came out, I said, oh, we haven't talked a word about Terrence Steele. Mm-hmm. And we need to. And yesterday, perfect timing, Mike McCarthy said he thinks that Terrence Steele is having his best training camp as a Dallas Cowboy. So that made me very, very excited and happy to hear because this is a huge X factor. All we're focusing on is the left side, but Terrence Steele, we know what happened to him last season.
Yeah, he was the ACL recovery. He's one of the big reasons why you have concerns about Trayvon Diggs, for instance. Him, Michael Gallup, other guys that have struggled with it. You wonder, okay, how are they going to bounce back from this? Last year was a struggle for him. And we would ask McCarthy about it during the year. Just say, hey, is there just rust that needs to be knocked off? Is this the reality coming off an injury? And that's what McCarthy kept pointing to this injury and saying, coming off of that and being a year removed from that, it's tough. It's that first year back is tough to bounce back from. If they can get him back to a level, somebody had asked us this on Love of the Star the other day. If they can get Terrence Steele back up to where he was, that is a massive X factor. Like when he says, we feel like we're adding Trayvon Diggs. That's our offseason. We're adding it.
Yeah.
I think you can legitimately make that argument if Terrence Steele is better. Because Terrence Steele was out there for you last year and just wasn't very good. If he shows that he's back to being that guy, that makes your offensive line so much better.
We just ping pong back and forth on updates. Contract this, contract that. The other day it was CD. Here's the latest with Jerry on deck.
Well, again, we're just continuing to talk, and the thing is there that since we're really in season, we're practicing, we're doing all those things, operating under his existing contract, which is really good. You know, one of the things that I would like for our fans to really understand is that and 9 times out of 10, these are existing contracts that you have in place. And you should be able to operate under those. But we've gotten it now in the NFL. Other teams are dealing with it to where with time on the contract, you still might have a contract discussion. And that's what we're doing. But none of us, player or teams, wanted to hurt the preparation or the likelihood of playing at your best opening day.
Jerry, trying to slide that in there. With a little nugget for the fan base, I just want you guys to know, we always talk about contracts with rooting against the player and for the team. That's Jerry trying to add to that fire by saying, hey, these are contracts that they signed, and they're technically breaking them. They are under contract. That's a very good contract as well. Like, why go there? Why go there? And it makes me wonder if the owners in the next CBA, they already tried to eliminate it to where these guys don't hold out and it punishes them severely for thinking about missing any games, makes it franchise tags. You're stuck with us for 3 years, really. After your contract expires, we just keep tagging you. Makes me wonder if they try to figure out how to not allow players to negotiate that raise when they're technically under contract.
Yeah, it seems like they already tried a little bit with the last where they put in all those fines and everything else for the holdouts, and that's where the hold-in developed from. But they're going to keep trying to make it even more difficult because they view it as like, you're here, you're under a deal. And
because we don't get this in the other sports, right?
No.
The prepay early?
No, we don't.
Like, Luka's not going to rip up
We get extensions done, but not like holdouts or anything like that. I would say also, though, that the NFL players have the least amount of power of those leagues. Like MLB players, NBA, we know NBA gets to dictate whatever the hell they want. And so I think that that's part of why it's a little, you know, people would look at it and say that, well, that's not exactly the same. And you look at the amount of money that those guys get, though, you know, the Major League Baseball is not even in a capped league. And the NBA, they've got the build up for the Supermax and all these different things that you can hit where it just becomes natural. Nobody questions maxing out your star. Whereas in the NFL, they're trying to nickel and dime you. And so
he's like, fans, don't get mad at us. Don't get that mad at us. He is under contract.
It's propaganda. That's what it is, propaganda. Honestly.
Another Wyatt walk-off, and the New York Yankees are not afraid to go after little leaguers. Next on the Home of the Champs, 105.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. And that ball is hit back up the middle. Base knock for Wyatt Langford. Coming in to score is Ezekiel Duran. Langford with the walk-off hit. And the Rangers win it by the final score of 1-0. They take their first series win since late July, and they'll go on the road with a W.
Matt Hicks with the call. Another Wyatt walk-off. Peyton Russell, how many walk-offs this season for Wyatt Langford?
He had one against the White Sox, Astros, and this one. I'm going to go 3.
Okay, I was thinking it was 3 as well. Quick Google says it was his second career walk-off hit, the other against the White Sox. First Rangers rookie to record multiple walk-offs in the same season since Adolis Garcia in 2021. Funny, Rangers rookie, Adolis Garcia, 2021. It seems like it's more. But now this is the man you want up in the big spot. Wyatt Langford gets it done. As the Texas Rangers, I believe, were 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position before Langford's single. The winning run ends a streak of 22 scoreless innings in the series. 22 scoreless innings, but they claim 2-of-3 from Pittsburgh and end a string of 7 consecutive loss series.
That's good. And Mike Bacsik, I'm sure, was there trying to tell us maybe this is the victory that sends them on a run that they need. You mentioned the 22 scoreless innings. Here's another good one for you. They are currently actively in the middle of 21 straight innings without a single extra base hit.
Say that again.
They are currently actively in a string of 21 straight innings without an extra base hit. And if it was not for
the Seager home run,
two home runs from Seager in the opening game, they would have scored one run this entire three-game series. It would have been a single run. That Wyatt Langford base hit would have been the only run outside of the Seager homers. And I know you can't just take the Seager homers off the board, so I'm not doing that. I'm just saying it's that you're two Seager swings away from nothing, basically, for an entire series. So it's nice they pick up a series victory. I'm happy about that. And the pitching seems to be coming back around over the last several, 7 to 10 days. But, man, it is still... It's crazy to me to see how good they were offensively last year and just how bad they are this year.
They've gone from 3 to 18 in runs scored. They were third, and now they've dropped to 18th. And you know who has suffered from that the most? Andrew Heaney. He worked 5 scoreless innings yesterday, allowed 5 hits, 1 walk, struck out 8. He entered the game with a major league leading 13 losses. What is the high in losses change over the years with pitchers maybe not going as long? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, I would think that the loss count is 15 or 16 for someone. I wonder if this is a lower pace based upon pitchers not going as long. You know what I mean?
Could be.
13's leading the way. Okay.
Yeah, but you can take a loss without taking, like, you don't need the same minimum for the loss that you do with the win. And so I would think that would be less affected by some of the wins. But, I mean, it's still the fact that Heaney's lost as many games as he has, having frequently as many times as he's gone 3 runs or fewer, is insane and unacceptable.
He's gotten the 8th lowest run support among AL qualifiers, 3.84 runs per game for Andrew Heaney, and he got no run support yesterday. But they still were able to go ahead and get the win. Look at the AL West standings. The Astros have lost 2 in a row. Seattle's lost 3 in a row. Man, falling apart in Seattle. Take that, Brett Boone. The Astros are still up 5, though, on the Mariners. And the Rangers are 10 games back. 10 games back for your Rangers. And Bruce Bochy, who was yesterday on with the KMC Masterpiece, man, I do not envy KNC. I thought they did a really nice job of just like, you got to ask different questions every single week when a team is struggling like this. And they had good questions, like good overall general baseball questions versus, are you embarrassed? But they did manage to bring up the word embarrassed after Chris Young's viral rant the other day on the G-Bag Nation. But Boch said that if all goes well, Max Scherzer will be a Double-A Frisco. The 40-year-old should start next week when the club visits the Chicago White Sox. I'm more interested in Kumar Rocker.
Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter.
Kumar Rocker. Kumar lit up my timeline last night with what he was doing.
Yeah.
That I have some excitement for.
4 2/3 for Kumar Rocker last night for Frisco. No runs allowed again. 3 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 8. So we're talking about since he got promoted to Double-A Frisco, 19 2/3 innings. He's allowed 1 run. He struck out 29 and given up 3 walks. His ERA is 0.46.
1 run in 19 2/3 at Frisco. Evan Grant says, I'll be surprised if he makes another start at this level. Probably the biggest development in entire minor league system this year.
Thank God. Thank God, because that's one too. That was one that he wasn't. Vasek was talking about it during the break the other day. He's like, that was the pick everybody was mad about. Where everybody's like, you picked him too high. That you picked him too high because you wanted slot money to draft somebody else a little bit later. And so he was the one that everybody was upset about, and people thought was that's too rich to pick him at third. And he's the one that seems to be clicking really well. Jack Leiter though. Clicking well again. He had 3 pitches that touched 100 last night. His fastball was averaging 97. He goes 5 2/3, 9 strikeouts, 1 run allowed, 1 earned run allowed, 1 walk. So since June 18th, Jack Leiter 4-1 now with a 2.70 ERA, 56 strikeouts to 14 walks in 36 innings. You're starting to feel a little bit better about that Vanderbilt combo.
I had to make sure that this was legit and the New York Yankees actually stooped to this level of responding to the Little League coach who blasted Aaron Judge for not turning around, acknowledging the kids, Little League World Series. They put out a press release, and it's like George Steinbrenner came up out of the ground to write this thing. They wrote, "Our entire roster spent the day in Williamsport connecting with as many Little Leaguers as they possibly could prior to our game, including the team from Staten Island." And then they're like, "This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of them. Neither the Yankees nor our players organized the schedule on Sunday. In fact, because Staten Island played on Sunday, our players went out of their way to spend time with them in the moments immediately before our game with the Tigers." And then they wrote, and I thought this part was fake, "Win or lose, we intend to invite them to Yankee Stadium. However, it would have been much better if Staten Island's coach called us to understand the facts before bitterly reacting in such public fashion. Reaching out to us would have been the prudent way to act and would have set a fine example for his young players. Aaron Judge always acts with kindness and respect. The coach could learn a lot from him." The Dallas Cowboys, damn, say whatever you want, they're not responding to something like this.
It's like you're punching a little person. They,
exactly. You're not punching down, literally. And the New York Yankees said, "Screw it, we're doing it."
Yeah.
They, maybe this is angry Brian Cashman.
They went straight, and Aaron Judge got asked about it. And Aaron Judge was like, "Not going to talk about it. I'm going to keep it about the kids, not about this coach. That's what I'm focused on." So Judge even responded to it was a little petty. But, man, this is it was a bold move to come out and just speak to the media and go, like, "You coward," basically, Aaron Judge. Why can't you turn around and wave hello to the children? Look, I'm sure Aaron Judge is – I will give him a pass for this. Aaron Judge was not the only one who didn't show up. It was a lot of Yankees players. And I don't know that it was – was it a mandated thing or if it was just like, "Hey, y'all, if you have time, go meet with him." And then the not turning around to wave at them while he's on the on-deck circle, I think most batters – get to a point in their career where they're like, "We're yelled at every single time we get out there by so many people. Like, we like tune Choppy. Out." Yeah.
Like Choppy was asking one of the players in Arlington, is he tipping? Tipping pitches? Nice rump.
Yeah, and he claims that the guy shook his head no to him. Didn't even respond. I don't know.
Don't say too much about Choppy, though. Yeah. His ears are out. He's not. He's giving off little nasty, mean energy that we're making fun of his matching outfits there in Gaylord.
We clearly don't know the man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We don't know him.
I heard he said the week I was out, like, "You guys aren't my friends." Like, that's what
he said. You don't become friends with people that you work with. That's what he said. He's like, "So, you know," he's like, "I probably won't talk to anybody once I'm done working here."
It's yeah.
Like, oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. Fair enough. Nice. Aaron Judge, by the way, unaffected by these little brats. Alleged. I'm not calling them brats. I'm just kidding. But
I could have been part of the Yankee press release.
Unaffected. Look, I think the Yankees feel like we're not going to make Aaron Judge angry based on what he's doing this season. After last night, his last 91 games, a little over half a season, he's hitting .386 with a .1364 OPS. He has 41 home runs and 99 RBIs in 91 games.
And he probably isn't the hottest player on his team. He and Judge homer for the same time for the 11th time.
Soto just set that's a career high in home runs that he set yesterday. And we've still got a month and a half left in the season. They are the Bronx Bombers this year.
Yes. The streak is finally over. The great Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Or maybe the safe Jalen Hurts. He finally threw an interception at Eagles practice. Big play Slay got him. And that's why Nick Wright was trending yesterday from FS1 and RJ Choppy agreeing. And I thought it was an interesting point that he must be Captain Checkdown if he hasn't gotten intercepted in Eagles practice yet this year. And it finally happened.
Yeah, I wonder how Nick Wright feels about this now that a practice interception is he willing to throw out everything else?
When you look at when you look at Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's better than Josh Allen.
All right, well then that means you're kind of painting yourself in a corner here. That means you think that Jalen Hurts, he's having a lights out camp.
No,
throwing the football around.
No, I really don't. I just look at it and I say, like,
unless the Eagles secondary absolutely sucks again,
I think it's goofy to keep track of like training camp long stats. I think if you want to say
Todd Archer does it.
No, I think if you want to say
how did you get out of this?
I already was thinking of Todd when I said this. I was about to say, if you are telling me What was the kicking results? I care about that. I care about the kicking results. I care about what happened in team period. And if you want to say how somebody did in team period in terms of efficiency, that's fine. If you're keeping track of 160 straight training camp throws, the most in the history of training camp, like Elliot Shore Parks was, no offense, Elliot, Odyssey Insider, you're a loser. Like, that's
yeah,
stupid.
But if as of this morning, we were taught Dak Prescott had not thrown an interception at Cowboys practice, what would we be saying about it?
I wouldn't.
That would be a storyline.
I don't think I would think of it either way. I don't know that we would notice. Like, I don't know
we would notice.
I don't think we would notice if. I think we'd have to go. Did he throw one? I think he threw one. Did he? I can't remember. Like, I think that's how we'd think about it. Because I don't think anybody else cares about it like a loser city and a loser football team like the Eagles would.
I don't know if we can call anyone losers the way we cover training camp.
They're a loser. Yeah, the way.
By the way, Deshaun Watson, limited. I'm the only one keeping a Browns watch in the Metroplex for game one. Limited in practice because of general arm soreness. And Stefanski said, not overly concerned, just decided to hold him back. Remember, he underwent season-ending surgery on the throwing shoulder last November, and he has missed only one training camp practice, did not play in the first two preseason games, so they held him out. Gave him a little rest for the sore arm.
I've heard this before. It's just arm soreness. Nothing to worry about.
From Chris Young.
I hear that from Chris Young about half a dozen times before then. 2 days later, it's actually they had season-ending arm surgery when Chris Young was giving that interview. And so is Kevin Stefanski that guy? Is Kevin Stefanski the type to downplay what is clearly something serious? Because they did that last year with his shoulder. They did downplay something that was serious.
Peyton Russell apparently ready for a lawn fight. How much are you checking your toilets? And I heard about eating your kids' leftover dinner. Are you eating their old stale lunch as well? It's Thursday, so that means a payload is next. A payload is next. A payload is next on the Fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
Mm-hmm. Well, congrats to Peyton, man. He has found himself on the most toxic show on the Fan, and there's no number two.
No number two. That's Ooh. Right. The toxic payload here. Toxic man on the Fan, and I am controlling this segment for at least the next about 12, 13 minutes here as I control Zach during Cowboys postgame.
Well, we might be toxic, but we don't have COVID.
Oh!
I didn't realize. I know G-Bag didn't talk during commercial breaks, but it was so bad. Dawson's like, I'm going to do the show from home.
Yeah, well, exactly. Most toxic show on the Fan versus the most infected show on the Fan. So.
Take that.
So, look, I know I'm behind in life on becoming, you know, a true man. You know, I've just gotten to a house about, you know, 7-8 months ago. And, you know, I'm slowly learning the process of life here. I'm 27 years old, 28 in a month, and I'm like, I'm figuring out Home Depot and Lowe's and lawnmowers and all the, you know, tools and stuff, air conditioning units, water heaters that, you know, apparently can rust out.
Did you just blow a kiss?
Yeah, to Ruben. Ruben was in the hallway.
Oh, okay. I was like, is G-Bag watching on the Fan cam right now? No. You making up with them?
And so, I'm slowly learning the process here, and I don't know if I'm overreacting with this, but I have a little issue with possibly my neighbor. So, you know, guys out there, we care about our lawns a lot. You know, we put down the fertilizer, make sure we water it two or three times a week, and make sure it's cut clean. And, you know, we take pride in that stuff. And I'm you know, me and my neighbor, I've never met him, never talked to him. We mow on different days of the week. And so you can tell, you know, when someone's mowed, you know, their grass is lower than mine. And
you don't do a choppy with the lawn competition? Like, I'm going to mow your lawn first. your lawn is a quarter of an inch too high. I'm going to get your lawn.
You didn't even need to hear that from Choppy. You should have just known him well enough to know that that's what he does.
That's right.
And so the other day I was looking at, you know, I was out getting the mail and I was like, has my neighbor cut into my lawn a little bit? Which I think is a big no-no. You know, a lot of men out there will say that's like going 95 up and in, you know, in baseball. It's a big no-no, man. You're sending the wrong message. And I go and look and I'm like, okay.
So there's no fence or separation.
So there is like the you know, going in the backyard. And so that's where I determine where my house is, right? Where my lawn is where their fence takes over and where my fence starts, you know, like that. And so I'm like, okay, it's just a straight line down the middle. and I'm looking at it, and it's cut over a little bit. And it's not just like he just went over a little too far and did a straight line. It's an angle. Oh. I mean, we're at a little angle here. You know, it's like a little triangle. And I'm like, do I let it slide? I don't think I'm at the point where I need to say something, but I'm like, do I send the next message? Because, you know, when I mow on Saturday or Sunday, it's going to be a little different. Do I kind of mow into his yard?
Yeah.
I don't know how to approach this. Do I just let it go? Tolos, let me know, 877-801-1053.
So what is your relationship with your neighbor, if you have any at all?
Nothing. I don't think I have seen them, but I have never talked to them.
Young, old, kids, single?
I think older. It's not a family, though. I think it's like...
They don't know who you are, that you're famous, though.
I don't think so, but no.
I obviously have not been in a home in a very long time, as everybody is pointing out on the fan text right now, that subtle shot from Peyton where he said, I'm still becoming a man. I only got in a house 8 months ago.
Yeah, I should just be talking to Sean. He knows what I'm talking about, but
yeah.
Bobby does not.
Yeah, just talk to this right here. Is that, at least when I was growing up in a house, and we grew up in the same house for, I was in the same house for like 15 years growing up. What happened to the just... Somebody moves into the neighborhood and the neighbors immediately around go over and introduce themselves or bring over like, hey, here's some cookies or hey, nice to meet you. Or just some sort of like the very first time you see them.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Because on our block, that used to be anybody that was, you had five houses, the three across from you and the two on your side, that those were the ones that was kind of your little subsection and you knew everybody in those houses.
That's a good question. What's your relationship with like the neighborhood? You doing like, you know, front porch like gatherings and gather the neighbors?
Well, we haven't had like Halloween yet, so we haven't been able to do like sit out on the porch and like actually been forced to interact with them. Now, this neighborhood, a few houses that we've known are rental homes. You know, the neighbor to our, I guess, if you're looking at the house to our right, it's a family that with, you know, four or five kids that just moved in, but it's obviously a rental property.
So does the angle that's being cut look bad, or it just is not jiving with the rest of your yard? It's not the same pattern. Like, is it an eyesore? It can't be if it's cut grass, right?
Yeah, it's just an angle.
And they're not like making a Major League Baseball outfield pattern, right?
No, and it does help that it's the same type of grass. It's St. Augustine grass, Bobby, which is like a thicker.
Yeah, I know what it is.
And so, like, it's not bad. Again, if we were, like, on the same cutting pattern, I don't think it'd be that big of a deal. But, like, you know, he's mowing, you know, during the week on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm a Saturday-Sunday guy. So, it's, you know, you can tell a little difference there. Yeah. But, again, I it's not an issue where, like, I'm going to, you know, go over there and say, hey, you know, stay in your yard or, you know, but it's like.
Look, this is obviously a question for Choppy. I'm not a man. So, I'm not sitting here doing my own lawn. I would look at it as you're saving me work. As long as it doesn't look terrible. Your yard is so big, Bobby.
Yeah.
Your yard is so large. I don't think, you know, if it was a little small yard and you could see it like right out of your back door and you're like, that doesn't look good. But your yard is so big, you'd have to walk over there to notice it, right? That's the way I'd view it.
Right.
Like, you're doing me a favor. You're not cool with the neighbor yet. You're not close. Maybe you break bread one day, you know, you share a few drinks when you guys are sitting out in the front driveway and you make a little comment like, where'd you pick up that zigzag pattern? And then you use that to get into the discussion.
Boy, there is a lot of feedback on the fan text. We got 469. Screw that guy cut into his lawn.
You think this is being done maliciously?
No, I think it's just, again, I don't know the exact age of the guy. I think it's just, you know, he's got the headphones in. He's just trying to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, we'll say this guy does water his lawn four times a week.
Whoa.
So I'm thinking about, do I take one of the sprinkler heads and like turn it around so it's getting my lawn a little bit? I don't know if he can do that.
469, let it go unless he does it again. 817, let it go. Not worth it. If it's the first time, let it go.
Put up a political sign right there. along the cutoff point to number one, show that you are, you know, caring about your country. I know a political sign y'all put up in Rockwall. And then number two, make sure it's like, oh, this is the line that I better not go over this.
I like this one. 3-2-1. My lawn, quote unquote, bro, GTFO, you rent. So they're saying not your lawn. There are a lot of
still
other people.
Still his lawn.
214 says cut his whole half of the front yard next time you cut. Like, people are saying this is war.
You cut?
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not say that one.
The payload continuing. Thursday edition. I don't even think Bobby knows what we're talking about.
I don't.
But he went close to right there.
Payload every Thursday at this time. Now, guys, okay. Sean,
I'll tell you in the commercial break.└└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================�================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
You have a kid now. You know he's going to Ollie's in kindergarten, right? Or pre-K? Are you packing lunches now for him? Because you send him off to school, right?
No, the school provides his lunch.
Okay.
Thank goodness. There have been times, because he's such a terrible picky eater, that we've had to send him with his own lunch.
So this is a survey of over 2,000 parents, and almost 33% of them have said that they, when their kids come home from lunch or come home from school, they open their lunchbox and eat their food, their leftovers, for dinner.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, okay, first of all, what are they putting in their lunches that is worth eating for dinner? And what is lasting that long throughout the day? Because you're packing these lunches, some parents do it the day before, some do it the morning of. I mean, you're thinking like what, 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. that something's in the, I don't know if a Lunchable lasts that long. It's been a while since I've had a Lunchable.
The Lunchable will last.
So Laura will, we run into this issue a lot where she doesn't eat most of her lunch. And the, Kristen usually will pack like, there's a fruit, maybe some sort of chip, and then like a sandwich. And then I think there's like a juice box or something there. But it's this like insulated lunchbox, like fabric lunchbox almost, that she then puts ice packs in. So I'm not worried about it keeping, because the ice packs are underneath it on top of it and it keeps it all cold.
Yeah, but do they refrigerate your kids' lunch at school? Like when they go with it, do they throw it into a fridge?
Nope. They just throw an ice, usually parents will throw an ice pack in there.
Yeah.
That's what mine used to do.
That may be a bigger issue I need to tackle.
Ice pack on the bottom and on the top, and then it sandwiches them, basically, is how people do it.
You know, I would think maybe PB&J. Like I'll do this, and many parents do this with, we'll talk about, you know, dad bod, because you're eating your kid's leftover dinner. Oh, there's a half a little mac and cheese. There's two protein impossible nuggets left over. A couple French fries.
Impossible nuggets?
That's my kid. We give him like whatever the protein nuggets are, just trying to get some protein in his non-brisket eating ass. So it'll happen with me, but never would I go through and pick at my kid's like leftover lunch. It's been sitting there stale the entire day. In fact, it was like leftover chips. I'll throw it right back in the bag and make him eat it the next day.
I'm not throwing it out. I think Kristen has done that with the chips before. The grapes or whatever, yeah, whatever fruits in there, that ends up getting tossed and she gets mad.
Leftover lunch? No. Leftover dinner? Yes.
So I just want to know, Tolo dads and moms out there, parents in general, 877-881-1053, what are you packing your kids for lunch?
Well,
nowadays?
What do you do with Mackenzie's Lunchables and other kid, her fruit roll-ups that go along with her dino nuggets?
They're all frozen. I say, you know, you can cook these whenever you get home. We got the air fryer. You know, we got the air fryer.
By the way, Kristen thought, you said 400 degrees for 9 minutes is what you did yesterday?
For the hot dogs, yes.
Kristen was very surprised with that. She's like, I would have thought that would have just totally torched them and gone way too long.
Hey, look, did you see? Did you explain to
them? They were torched, but they were really good.
Beautiful crust that he got.
I said they were good. I said they split a little. She's like, yeah, because it was 400 degrees for 9 minutes.
So what?
Like, back it off by 2 minutes.
What's the matter of a hot dog splits? I'm tired of the split hot dog haters.
I'm going to trust her on not a lot, but on cooking and cleaning, I'm going to listen to her.
I don't listen to Kristen on food anymore.
Kristen, you stay in the laundry room. I'll stay in the
kitchen. Whoa!
All right. Last story here, guys.
Peyton Butker.
So, you know, we had the hot dog discussion, talked about the wieners. Now we're talking about something else here. And this is my worst nightmare. A man, and I believe this is Saudi Arabia, another country, Middle East.
Be careful.
It's not America.
If it's not America, it's Saudi Arabia.
Okay. And, we got to have you speak one day at the United Nations. One day at NATO.
With a Gather the Foreigners.
And this man was in a bathroom, a public bathroom, and he was going number two, and all of a sudden he felt a little bite on the family jewels, and he looked back. The 12 foot python had taken a bit out of his family jewels there, and he ended up killing him with I guess the brush or whatever's in the bathroom, the broom. He started to beat the python to death.
Beat the snake.
But this is one of my worst nightmares, like, because I do this a lot when I go to public bathrooms. I will usually check underneath the toilet to make sure there's no spiders.
What?
Nothing sitting there, because it's like they're so easy, because depending on how long it's been used. Or how long, you know, since it's been used, the toilet, it's like you never know, a spider could just be waiting there for you to sit down. And like, if this happened to me, I would never sit to do any kind of bathroom business ever again.
You check the toilet?
I do. Not the majority of the time, not every time. Yeah. Now, mine at home, I just assume it's fine, you know, but in public bathrooms, I do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, this is an absolute nightmare. Jeff Darlington, ESPN, had
Eddie Munster?
He had an iguana, I think, in his Florida toilet in his hotel room.
What are these things? Like, they're coming up from the pipes, I guess? How does one, is there not water, toilet water in there or something?
I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
I mean, those pipes do, like, even toilet water, those pipes, like, lead out to water. So, you would think so.
Just swimming their way through.
That's all. That is, it's terrifying. Mm. It really is. I check my AC vents thinking like a snake is just going to drop down and like slither through out there in Sunnyvale in the woods.
Yeah. I mean, especially your house where that absolutely could and would happen.
Well, how many ants have eaten your sack nonstop with your breakouts over there?
Not the only thing eating my sack.
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line to hit us up on DFW Sports Station. The teams most likely to improve and take a step back in this year's NFL, and which list are the Dallas Cowboys on? Around the rest of the league and inside the Star, plus a Cat Williams ticket giveaway for you to win in the 6 a.m. club next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.